Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference, so please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax. If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Galway Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Galway Islanders. Ready to be calm on Galway Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you're breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You'll start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grain slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head, like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Bot Basics. Light filled the living room as the curtains opened. The little robot charging on the table opened her eyes. Feeling refreshed and full of energy, Rolly slid off the charger. She hoped the kids had time to play today. Rolly wanted to learn more. The little robot looked over to the quiet tablet and then towards the sound of laughter spilling out of the hallway. From the sound of it, Rolly figured the happy kids were coming her way. As she listened to Billy and Emily talking, the little robot looked back at the tablet, still sitting peacefully. Rolly wished she could understand what the kids were saying without a translator. Billy and Emily rushed over to the table. Billy picked up the tablet and said, "Good morning, Rolly," as he typed. Rolly smiled as the tablet translated his greeting and then she replied through the tablet, "Good morning." Billy looked at his sister and said, "Wouldn't it be great if we could talk directly to Rolly and Rolly could understand us without this tablet?" Emily smiled and said, "We're teaching Rolly lots of things. We can teach her our language too." Billy started to say, "That's silly, Emily." Then he stopped. Emily smiled as she saw her brother pick up Rolly's instructional manual. She knew he was considering her idea. Billy began flipping through the pages. Was it possible to teach Rolly how to understand them without the tablet? The little robot looked back and forth at the kids, wondering what they were doing. She beeped and hopped, hoping to get their attention. Noticing Rolly's concerned beeps, Emily picked up the tablet, and to reassure the little robot, she typed, "It's okay." Billy looked up at his sister and said, "It doesn't say anything about teaching Rolly how to understand us. I don't know if we can." "Can we try it anyway?" Emily asked her brother. And then, seeing his hesitation, she added, "Just this morning. You can choose something else to do after lunch." Billy sighed. It didn't make sense to try something that the instruction book didn't say they could do. Then he saw Emily's hopeful look. Billy took a deep dragon breath in and out. And decided that if it meant so much to his sister, they could go ahead and try it. "Okay," he said, "what should we try first?" Emily grinned widely, handed the tablet to Billy and said, "I think we should type a word on the tablet and then say the word until Rolly understands." Billy shrugged his shoulders and said, "Okay." Emily hugged her brother and said, "Great, type this." She waved and said, "Hi," looking directly at Rolly. Billy typed her message. The little robot initially felt puzzled by Emily. Then warm energy filled her head and she heard the tablet say, "Hi." Emily tried again. She waved and said, "Hi," as Billy sent the same message to Rolly. Now the little robot understood. Rolly sent a message back to the tablet. "Hi," she said. Emily jumped up and down excitedly. "I think it's working. Okay, one more time, but no typing." Emily said, "Hi." Rolly recognized the sound Emily made and sent a message back to the tablet. "Hi." Billy's eyes widened as he showed his sister. "Rolly understood you." Emily smiled and asked her brother, "What word should we teach her next?" Billy thought a moment and then said, "Let's make a list of the words we think are most important. Then we can compare and decide what order we should teach them to Rolly." Then he quickly typed a message to Rolly. "We'll be back with more to learn after lunch." Rolly's head filled with warmth as she heard the message. Though she wanted to learn more now, the little robot sent a message back to the tablet saying, "Okay." Billy and Emily got busy thinking of the words they wanted Rolly to know. Rolly yawned and settled in for a nap on her charging pad while the kids shared their ideas. The little robot felt warm energy flowing into her body. She yawned and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Rolly felt grateful to be learning. She felt happy she understood one word without the help of the tablet. Most of all, Rolly felt thankful she could communicate with Billy and Emily. The little robot closed her eyes, gave herself a tight hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful day. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. And calmed. Rolly took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and the little robot fell asleep, wondering what she would learn next. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.